WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. According to Chinese media, President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have spoken amid stalled trade negotiations between the two countries. The discussion, confirmed by the Chinese Foreign Ministry, says the president was the one who initiated the call. Meantime, after exploding to a record high of $138 billion in March, the nation's trade deficit plummeted significantly in April.
As President Trump ramped up threats of tariffs earlier this year, U.S. companies and consumers ramped up their purchases of foreign goods in March to beat anticipated price increases. But as tariff rhetoric softened in April, imports decreased, exports increased, and the U.S. trade deficit dropped to $61.6 billion.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The president banning travel for people from 12 countries into the U.S. and issuing a partial ban for seven other countries. More Americans filing for unemployment claims. The Labor Department reporting a jump in filings to their highest level in 8 months. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. In a story we've been following for a while now, a judge has struck down the rezoning of a property at Old Sauk Road that was set to become apartments to the opposition of neighbors there. Stonehouse Developments is seeking to build a 144-unit apartment building on Old Sauk, and residents push back and push back hard. Many said they were concerned about increasing population density without proper planning for increased traffic, storm drainage, and aesthetics. Last year, after tense, loud meetings, city officials approved rezoning for the project. Then four residents filed a lawsuit. According to reporting from the Isthmus, a judge has ruled that the city did not properly consider things like surroundings, access to urban services, transit, in accordance with Madison's comprehensive plan. The judge is ordering Madison's Common Council take another rezoning vote. City Attorney Michael Haas told the Isthmus that's not been placed on the schedule yet. Meanwhile, Wisconsin home sales are dropping again. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its April report revealing home sales experienced a significant downturn for the second consecutive month, falling 10.4% compared to April 2024, even as the median price climbed during the same period. Despite this monthly decline, year-to-date sales were down by a more moderate 3.5% compared to the first 4 months of 2024, buoyed by strong sales in January and February. Statewide, housing inventory saw a slight improvement. Inventory levels varied across the state, remaining static in larger metropolitan counties, with improvements in micropolitan counties and rising to a 5-month supply in rural counties.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
A Brewers win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-1 victory over the Reds yesterday. They won the series 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with lefty D.L. Hall and his 3-inning performance, allowing just one hit to get things started.
Yeah, I think he's since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher, at least he showed today. That's some very capable hitters over there.
The Brewers open a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the Padres. In men's college baseball, UW-Whitewater beat the Messiah Falcons from Pennsylvania 21-5 to clinch the Division III College World Series. It's the third time Whitewater has won the national title. Basketball, game one of the NBA Finals tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder hosts the Indiana Pacers, led by Therese Halliburton, a graduate of North High School in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers or a thunderstorm with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 63.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be in the studio. We'll also check in with Pam Yockey and Savannah Tomei Olson.
And remember, John and Gordy is a Palantir Radio Free program.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
We make all the big movies in this town, movies like Alien vs. Predator, Godzilla vs. Kong, Kramer vs. Kramer, etc. But now we got some competition from Washington, D.C. We've got a big, beautiful brouhaha titled Trump versus Musk that is trouble in Scam-a-Lot, folks. I mentioned...
Yay, Jimmy Kimmel. All right. Oh, my God, so much to get to. Future Congress, or excuse me, future governor of the great state of Florida.
That's
coming
right up.
David Jolly and then Dana Goldberg. But look who's here.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome.
Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Doom.
I'm in a doomy mood, just a warning. Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, aren't we all? I mean,
it's doom day. Yeah.
The first thing you posted, of course, about is RFK Jr.'s Make America Healthy Again cites fake studies. I mean, the fact that, well, first of all, that he was ever head of Health and Human Services right in the first place, but it still is. After, I mean, can you imagine if any of you, some real scientists on the pro-vaccine side, put out a study like this, citing fake studies that was done by AI?
You'd be fired, Stephanie.
Right.
You'd be gone.
I mean,
there'd be no BS about, a formatting error, whatever nonsense they made up there. I feel so restrained by my language limitations.
Yeah. Oh, me
on
too.
Your show.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, cry me a fucking river.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So, oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've had doctors have to come on and go, no, you cited my work. I didn't do that study. I mean, it's just, it's insane.
It is insane. And it's a cross government. This is one of the things I'm particularly doomy about. Just before the show, I did a very long interview with the Washington Post about the degradation of FEMA in the beginning of hurricane season. FEMA's budget and its staff slashed by one-third.
Budget slash. You have a head of FEMA that doesn't know there's a hurricane season.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It is the worst. And look, we're going to have to endure a lot of very painful things in every single aspect of our lives, from education and health to emergency response to the economy and, of course, the capitulation of Donald Trump to Vladimir Putin on things like the war with Ukraine. What the hell?
Chris and I have... what the hell indeed,
the hell?
Doc?
Yeah.
Yes. Hell, at least a safe word.
I just say that, right?
Yeah. But we were just talking about this, you know, this unbelievable, like, this is what Trump put out. I just finished speaking by telephone with President Vladimir Putin of Russia. The call lasted approximately an hour and 15 minutes. We discussed the attack on Russia's docked airplanes by Ukraine, also various other attacks. It was a good conversation, but not a conversation that will lead to immediate peace. Oh, so I guess we've given up on that solve this in one day thing. But Putin did say very strongly he will have to respond to the recent attack on the airfields. As if Putin was not the provocateur of this entire thing. An unprovoked attack on a sovereign nation. And then he said, we also discussed Iran and the fact that time is running out on Iran's decision to pertaining nuclear weapons, which must be made quickly. I stated to President Putin that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, and on this I believe we're in agreement. Putin's on Iran's side. What does he not get about who our enemies are and who our allies are, right?
This has been one of the most startling revelations that have been made crystal clear by the pronouncements, the policies, the executive orders since January, that Donald Trump has chosen sides, except it's not our side.
Yeah.
It's not our allies' side. It's Vladimir Putin's side and, I don't know, dictators around the world. And I don't know even if the MAGA supporters understood how much their cult leader favored America's enemies in anything and everything. And I guess maybe they know and don't care. I don't really know. But
yeah.
This must be a shocker to even the MAGAites.
He ends this. President Putin suggested he will participate in discussions with Iran, and he could perhaps be helpful in getting this brought to a rapid conclusion. Yeah. In Iran's favor, the fact that Zelensky, while he was being lectured in the Oval Office, had been in the planning stages for a year for this extraordinary, you know, and successful attack on Russia, and of course didn't tell Trump because he knows he would have told Putin. I mean, it's just a new level of unprecedented, right?
No, it's unprecedented. And you know, the other irony besides this extraordinary military accomplishment, which will go down in history.
Yeah.
It was actually over a year. I think it was like a year and a half of planning. Exquisitely beautiful, detailed planning, operationalized perfectly. But anyway, it obviously helps Ukraine's cause. It also helps the United States and its allies to take out a third or more of Russia's heavy bomber capabilities that are capable of carrying of conventional and nuclear weapons. Oh, my God, what a gift we got.
And Putin has the audacity to ask the U.S. and the U.K. to tell Zelensky to ease up, to tell Putin to, right, when he started this whole thing with an unprovoked attack on a sovereign nation, right? And now it's like this is what happens when the bully gets punched back.
Yeah.
How riled up do you want me to actually get?
Because a lot.
Fine.
I mean, within acceptable blood pressure levels, but go ahead.
Yeah, acceptable blood. Yeah. Actually, I could check it, but I won't. Yeah. So, this is, we're in odd times. And like I said, you know, things like the destruction and the degradation of FEMA as we're entering hurricane season is just a whole other level of nutsness. But the other thing that I did tweet about, Stephanie, is the potential appointment of Casey Means as the Surgeon General. Mm-hmm. Another crackpot with wild-eyed conspiratorial ideas that would join the already dysfunctional, ill-qualified Bobby Kennedy Jr. team. By the way, I tweeted this. Somebody tweeted back that I should not call him Bobby. That name is reserved for his father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should call him Bob.
Just call him Brainworm. Captain Brainworm.
Anyway, yeah. But I think that's right. You know, this is some of the deeper impacts. Those of us who remember Bobby, the father, are so offended by what his namesake has become. It's just amazing.
Let's just go with Brainworm Bob.
Sure.
Brainworm Bob. Yeah. Yeah. It's good. Okay.
Yeah.
So... just, and it couldn't be at a worse time. We talked about the new COVID, more transmissible variant is apparently widely circulating now in the U.S. A new study has found that the measles, mumps, rubella vaccination rate among American children has fallen 3% since the start of the COVID pandemic, aligning with the rise of anti-vaccine misinformation. The change comes after a decade of more stable MMR vaccination rates. And it just, I mean, it's like this, you feel the storm coming, don't you? You're just like, you know, a lot of things that aren't even here yet.
Yeah. And it sounds like it's all hypothetical in the future. There's a lot that's already materialized.
Yeah.
In terms of cutbacks in, you know, major medical, biomedical research that is supposed to be working on solving the problems that are actually killing America. And we've gutted research programs. And then, of course, along with that is this crazy attack on America's Ivy League institutions, Harvard and Columbia, of course, being the main institutions right now in the crosshairs. But people who live in elsewhere other than the East Coast here, beware. They're coming for you also. I don't see any reason why the research programs at University of Iowa or Nebraska or other small institutions around America in red states will also be targeted. Why? They don't like intellectuals. They don't like research. And they don't like science.
Someone has to explain to me how the government can order a private institution who they can whatever, enroll on and on. I mean, I speak of small government. Paul says, Trump is having a database developed to spy on Americans. So I'm guessing that means the COVID vaccines didn't have microchips in them after all, right? I mean, they're such hypocrites. Remember that? They're trying to spy on us. There's microchips. There's, you know, like, gun registry. And I mean, now it's like, you know, Big Brother and not a peep, right?
You know, and I think we're all like waking up in the morning not sure about what to worry about most, what to get riled up about most. And I've been saying this for a long time. I think this is an intentional strategy to overwhelm us with insanity from every conceivable direction, from the economy to the wars in Russia and the Middle East, et cetera. And it's working because we're seeing a lot of our friends and pals that are demoralized right now. However, there's a however here, if I might. On June 14th, hopefully we will see the largest protest movement around the United States in U.S. history. Yep. And I just would urge everyone listening to go wherever they need to go to join one of the protests. We have to keep doing that, and it's also good for us. To feel that we're not totally disempowered, that there's something we could do to raise our voices here.
Doc, talk just quickly about what it would mean to I mean, the estimates are anywhere from 11 to 16 million people would be thrown off health care if this, you know, big, beautiful bill passes. I mean, talk about the impact of that a bit.
You know, it's the numbers are astounding, but the reality for people's lives is even more cruel than you could possibly imagine, and the numbers don't reflect it. So it means a family, a low-income family, who's trying to survive and pay their rent, will not have the coverage that they used to have under Medicaid or Medicare or any other public program, and they'll need to go to the doctor, and they won't have the money to pay for it. And they won't have the money to pay for the things that keep people healthy. If you go to an emergency room without insurance, they'll take care of you for the emergency problem, but they won't vaccinate your children.
Yeah.
They won't manage your high blood pressure.
And by the
way, they won't take care of the things that will affect your lives. And that is a tragedy for America to take a step backward like that.
And Chris and I have been saying it's just the, it, like every other subject, but just the chaos and confusion. Didn't the CDC just contradict Brainworn Bobby on vaccine?
Right, like, now, I have no idea.
Nobody has any idea.
What the recommendations are.
Who can get one? Whose insurance will cover it? Yeah. And people are going to die because a lot less people
Well, they're made up.
Get...
They're not, you know, the quote-unquote guidelines are absolutely fabricated out of nothing without scientific basis. And we have a two-step being done by the spokesperson for the Department of Health and Human Services who have no idea what they're talking about. and they're just confusing people. So,
and speaking of people dying, and you know, the head of FEMA not knowing there's a hurricane season. I mean, David Jolly, if he's the next governor of Florida, you know, you got to ask him the question: What do governors do when the head of FEMA doesn't know there's a hurricane season? They've gutted FEMA. When you've got weathermen on TV in Miami saying, "I can't predict anything anymore."
Unbelievable. So it's the governors of Florida and Alabama and Texas and all these places that are prone to high-level hurricanes and tropical storms. And those are the states that are going to be most affected. And they don't have the resources to go it alone.
Yeah.
So we're going to have new strategies. And hopefully David Jolly will be successful. And he'll have a rational approach to protecting the citizens of his state.
It's particularly infuriating to our listeners in North Carolina that one of the lies Trump won on is that Biden didn't help North Carolina when he did. And then it turns around and denies FEMA aid to North Carolina now that he's won the election. I mean, it's disgusting. That was really doomy. I like your hat, though. Make America Normal Again.
Yeah, I love your hat.
And you look so handsome in it.
Well, let me ask you a question about this hat. I'm worried about this hat because what's the message, really, to make America normal again? It's the again part that I'm a little worried about. When were we actually
normal?
We were certainly not insane like we are now.
Yeah.
You know, if you're poor, if you're a minority, if you're an immigrant, things are never all that normal for you, really. But I think the point is.
Yeah, I think you're overthinking the slogan
crazy.
On your hat.
I'm overthinking.
I think it's really
okay.
good with your bone structure and you look cute.
I am an overthinker.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
No question.
I love you. Goodbye.
All right. Bye. Thanks, Dr. Redliner.
21 minutes after the hour. This is why liberals, we aren't as good at just punchy slogans.
Right.
We just overthink everything.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me the truth. Come on. I see you. I see all those potions on your bathroom counter. All you need is Vibrance Super C Serum. I used to have the night cream, day cream, eye cream, neck cream, the wrinkle cream, spot reducer. Bah, fooey. Don't need all of them. You need Vibrance Super C Serum. It is so citrusy and fantastic.
Wow.
It has vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. I'm telling you, I can see the difference. You can simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. If you don't love it, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. Vibrience. Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
I am shocked. Well, not that shocked.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298. How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. hotline right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Ever feel overwhelmed trying to figure out what your dog really needs? Don't worry. At Serenity Pet Spa, we know before you do. Our expert groomers understand every coat type, every breed, and every unique personality. Whether it's a high-energy puppy or a nervous senior, we tailor every groom to keep them healthy, happy, and looking their best. Trust the pros so you can focus on loving your pet. Book your appointment today at Serenity Pet Spa, where grooming meets expertise.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to
Stephanie Miller.
I want money.
Yeah. Happy Prestige TV Fun Drive.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we like our love. Cold hard cash.
Freespeech.org/donate.
There you go. Okay. Some breaking news. Not good for Pride Month news, in my opinion. SCOTUS sides with a woman claiming anti-straight bias.
Yep.
These gays are trying to take all my jobs.
Let's take on White Lotus.
Yes.
I got it. Okay. The Supreme Court sided with a straight woman who claims she faced bias in the workplace after she was passed over positions that went to gay colleagues. The decision will make it easier for members of majority groups to prove job discrimination claims. Oh, yes. You know what? We will wait and talk tomorrow for Angela once again about the plight of the downtrodden white straight male in America.
And woman. I mean, this is a woman.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, boo-hoo.
She is Jennifer Coolidge of White Lotus.
Literally.
These gays are trying to murder me. That kind of goes into my Lily Tomlin impression, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
We've had a high number of gays go through this studio.
Oh, that's true. Would you like our love or our hate letters? They're more like just complaint letters to whom it may concern.
And it concerns absolutely nobody.
In this room. Mm-hmm. Pamela, Buffalo Connection on sports, and Chris is wrong, and you're beautiful. Well, that gets it read.
All right.
Pam says, Steph, I love listening to all your group's athletic pursuits. I don't know if you call them pursuits. Chris never caught it. He pursued them, but he never caught them. I do resent the fact that Chris says he runs like a girl.
No.
I ran 16 marathons in my life, and I never once kicked myself in the butt. Okay, well, I think Chris...
It's a joke.
It's a
just
euphemism.
Explaining that he kicked himself in the butt.
It's a joke.
He's not suggesting that all girls kick themselves in the butt when they run. It's just Chris does, because he was a husky homo and not good at sports.
All of that is very true.
This isn't a love letter. What am I doing? This is my hate letter from John in Seattle.
Okay.
regarding the light reference. Steph, the term light is seen as a nod to white supremacy.
Light? Wait a minute. What?
Please stop referring to light as positive, like saying you see rays of light or that someone represents light.
Oh, get over yourself.
I think I frequently quote my favorite poet, African-American poet, Laureate Amanda Gorman, who says, for there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it. Oh. So I apologize for quoting noted racist Amanda Gorman about the light.
I hate people. I really do.
Chris and I both apologize. Okay, David Jolly.
I don't apologize for anybody.
David Jolly and Dana Goldberg coming up.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. I know we're starting to sound like a broken record here, but you're still going to want to limit your time outside today. The Department of Natural Resources has issued an air quality advisory alert for us until at least noon. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is making our air unhealthy. The Madison Fire Department has a new program where you can borrow an AED. An automated external defibrillator is a small device that can sense whether someone having a heart attack could benefit from a rhythm shock, and it can provide that shock while others do hands-only CPR and call 911. It recites clear instructions on how to use it and what to do out loud in English or in Spanish. Well, now the Madison Fire Department is essentially operating like a library. People can check out an AED for events like sports, family reunions, or gatherings with sensitive groups who may be at higher risk of needing one. You can borrow an AED by contacting the Madison Fire Department. And it's kind of wild this even needs to be said out loud, but the Department of Natural Resources is asking residents, please don't dump your pet fish into our local waterways. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Last week, a goldfish was caught in the wild in Wisconsin.
People thinking, I don't really want to flush my goldfish. I think I'll release it into the wild. And then just realizing, well, that goldfish isn't naturally from Wisconsin, right? So maybe not the best step to take. And there are a few different groups that will offer kind of a rehoming service.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP.
Caring about what's in the natural environment, whether or not it should be there and how it affects the other living things. But a lot of times there are diseases too, especially when you get to certain types of things like snakes or other creatures.
The DNR says if you catch a fish that doesn't belong, notify the agency immediately with its location.
That's Brittany Merlot. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers or a thunderstorm with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have quite a selection of hearing aids. Bluetooth, of course, and AI. We're Android robots.
You've been assimilated into the Borg.
We are into the Borg. Be kind of cool.
The Borg hearing aid.
If they haven't, we should latch onto that. The John and Gordy Borg hearing aid devices at a special discount.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
The show kicks off with Congressman Mark Pocan, who went toe-to-toe against Russell Vogt, head of the OMB, and ate his lunch. Don't miss our chat.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
to take like this Avengers-like model of Jasmine Crockett, Maxwell Frost, Robert Garcia, people that you'd not seen before, just step up. And then we're going to get to the end of this year, and we're going to win in Virginia and New Jersey in those governor's races. Mm-hmm. It's going to give us momentum. And then the leader becomes, I think, the leader is today, but the publicly perceived leader is Hakeem Jeffries.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Go on, Eric Swalwell. I like it. The Avengers. Let's go. Let's do this. And he forgot to mention Governor David Jolly of the great state of Florida. We're going to win Florida. Yeah, we are.
He's going to take care of Florida.
Yeah.
I think Swalwell was talking more nationally.
Yes. Yeah. Macro.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
He had a macro view of it.
Okay. Oh, Damien in New York, Pennsylvania. Yes, this is a good one. He said, seeing this Marjorie Taylor Greene versus Stephen Miller skirmish is like watching a fight between Rosemary's Baby and Damien. Wow, it's the bag of rats is getting... So Marjorie Taylor Greene's on one side now. And against Trump, even though she voted for the bill that she didn't read.
No, she said yesterday that she was proud to vote for the bill.
Oh.
So she's back to where she was
before.
But she
said she's going to vote no if it comes back. So, yeah.
What?
I don't... Sure. Okay. Speaker God Warrior on the... Here we
Mike
go.
Johnson?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
This is so serious that we can't fool around with it.
No.
I mean, the debt cliff is approaching very quickly, Ooh. Right? All the things that are in this bill are so important for the U.S. economy. It's going to be jet fuel for the U.S. economy.
Is it?
All boats are going to rise.
Mm.
And the sooner we do that, the better.
I've heard
and the risk of not getting it done is enormous.
All boats are going to rise. From the trickle down,
right.
You see what they've been telling us for years.
Boats haven't risen since 1980.
Right, yeah. Or it's going to be more like the Trump-tanic. But okay. Hey, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon has broken ranks, openly warning about the direction Trump is taking the economy and the rising deficit. When Wall Street's most prominent banker says he's remarkably concerned, it is a it's not political, it is a red flag.
Yep.
Okay, Mike Johnson peddling the same.
Am I concerned about the effect of this on the midterms? I'm not. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because when the big, beautiful bill is done and signed into law, every single American is going to do better. Bill is geared for middle and working class Americans.
Is
and
it?
They are going to feel the effects of it. And they're going to feel it before the midterm election. So I have no concern whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
I'm absolutely convinced that we're going to win the midterms and grow the House majority because we're delivering for the American people and fulfilling our campaign promises. And we'll see how that happens.
Yet he can't point to one thing in the entire big, beautiful bill that helps the middle class.
Could you open the bag of rats again, please?
Mm-hmm.
Steve Bannon, come on in.
What?
Steve Bannon says Musk and Republicans in Congress are lying about the deficit numbers in their budget. The only way to reduce the debt significantly is to increase taxes on the wealthy. He said you're going to have to raise... What is happening? We're having
your
former Republican Congressman Joe Walsh on tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't,
you're having a head-related event,
you are,
I think.
Have I had a head injury?
Yeah.
You are correct, Steve Bannon. I have always said you are correct. Mike Johnson again. Uh-huh. Here we go.
Well, I'll tell you, I called Elon last night and he didn't answer.
Did you?
But I hope to talk to him today. I mean, it's not, you know, it's very friendly and we can, and we've laughed about our differences on policy before. I'm not upset about this.
Oh, he's waiting.
Let his peace be him. Oh, dear God, it must be him. It must be him.
Oh, wow. This is super sad. So yesterday, it was Trump waiting for President Xi to call.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Mike Johnson has become Adele, essentially.
He has.
Yeah, no, he said it again. Hang on.
Got to do this. We're going to have the largest tax increase in U.S. history at the end of the year if we fail, and all the other calamities that we've talked about. So we've got to get it done, and I think Elon understands the weight of that, and I hope he comes around. I'd love to talk to him this week, and hope he calls him back today.
Call me.
Call me.
He has. He's become Adele. He mentioned, I think it was three times
Let's
yesterday.
Go over everything.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
How it's sad me. Is it? The Speaker of the House has to mention.
Call me.
I hope he calls
go
back.
Go over.
How embarrassing is to admit it that you got ghosted?
Stephanie Miller.
I've called like 1,000 times now. I guess he's never home.
Yeah, Elon's never home.
Would you like to go over Everything? Okay. Yeah, I guess not. I guess the answer's no.
Nope.
He's tweaked out.
Not I wonder if he's called yet.
He's tweaked out on ketamine and not available for comment right now. Pardon me?
Or he's, you know, banging someone else.
Yeah. Okay.
Ew. He's not with his kids, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Oh, Lord. All right. Noted fishing aficionado Josh Hawley. Uh-huh. I'm not sure where
he likes the fist.
Where is he on this? I don't know. Okay.
Donald Trump is president, and I think at the end of the day, I mean, it's his administration. It always has been. So, listen, a lot of people have views on this bill, and I'm sure there'll be a lot more criticism and other concerns, et cetera, et cetera. And the Senate obviously has some work to do in the next few weeks. But, you know, it's the president's administration. I think he'll drive the train.
Yeah. Yes, he will, right off the tracks. Just whoop.
That'll the rail real quick.
Okay, so Ron Johnson, not to be confused with Mike Johnson. If you're
right.
confusing your Johnsons, Lauren Boebert can give you a hand. I love that joke. I'm just doing it over and over. Okay, Ron Johnson is also in the bag of rats. Let's dive in.
The president and Senate leadership has to understand that we're serious. Mm-hmm. They all say, oh, we can pressure these guys. No, you can't. Okay, again, we're being very respectful. I ran in 2010 as part of the Tea Party movement. We were more children's future. We were $14 trillion in debt then. Now we're over $37 trillion. We're serious about this. They need to take us seriously. Don't insult us. Work with us.
How's that going?
How's that going? This is so sad.
This is immoral, what us old farts are doing to our young people. This is grotesque, what we're doing. We need to own up to that. This is our moment. I can't accept this scenario. I can't accept it, so I won't vote for it unless we are serious about fixing it.
Yes, did you see Susan Collins is also very concerned.
She actually
very
used
concerned
the word concerned.
About the Medicaid cuts.
Uh-huh.
How much? But they're all going to cave to whatever Trump tells
they are.
Them to do. James Comer, here we go.
I want to support President Trump and his agenda. The big, beautiful bill is that. So it's disappointing that Elon Musk said what he said. It wasn't helpful, but at the end of the day, I don't think it's going to sway very much influence. We're focused on pricing President Trump's agenda, and I'm confident there are enough senators that will pass that bill out of the Senate, and hopefully we can agree to the changes that they make in the Senate and get President Trump his first major legislative victory of his second term.
Yeah, no, you're a great big bag of rats, hot mess of a party. But good luck with all that. Let us know how it all comes out. We're running out of things like Ebola fighting, I don't know.
Dengue.
Right, herpes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, and I like Rosemary's Baby's fighting Damien.
Ebola's worse. Ebola would win against herpes.
Popcorn's my only answer. Just popcorn, let us know how it goes. Yeah, Anna says, the Speaker of the House keeps lying to the American people. His lie.
I want to support President Trump and his agenda.
What's happening over there?
Okay.
All right. She said the Speaker of the House keeps lying to the American people. His lie is President Biden left a bad economy. President Biden left one of the best economies in the world. The media doesn't hold him accountable for his lie because the media helped deceive the public about how well our economy did under President Biden the entire presidential election season. Thank you. That is all part of this. The U.S. economy added, as I mentioned earlier, just 37,000 private sector jobs in May. That is the lowest in over 2 years. Via Fox. Via Fox News.
Uh-oh.
Oops. Okay, my favorite one. Mark said Pete Hegseth is just jealous that Harriet Tubman could keep a secret.
Oh. Okay, that's funny.
That is funny.
That is very funny.
All right. Don in Denver. Hi, Don. Welcome.
Good morning, beautiful people. How y'all doing?
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, you know what, guys? I just wanted to say, so I guess that means when Trump said, I don't care about you, I just want your vote, when he revokes FEMA funding for the people from the tornadoes back in May. And, you know, what we have in the Oval Office currently is a willingly stupid, ignorant, lazy person in the White House. And the thing is, over the weekend, he cut funding for the Job Corps, which doesn't cost anything. So all those young people, 16 to 24-year-olds, have one less option to better themselves. And, you know, everybody like Trump, it wasn't born out. I won't even say third base. He was born on home plate. So
yeah.
as Barack Obama said years ago, and Obama said a lot of great things, but, you know, people don't, you know, what if you, people are trying to pull themselves up by the bootstraps if they don't have boots. And that's what a lot of young people don't have in this country. And for him to take away Job Corps of all the terrible things he's done, that's the one that kind of strikes me, hits me maybe the worst.
Yep, I hear you. By the way, Cory Booker made a funny joke. he said, "Boy, I really miss Obama, and I miss Barack too." Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, did you see the latest, fit in MAGA over Michelle Obama?
Yeah, oh yes.
This is fantastic. How do they, so little time, so much faux outrage, so much pearl clutching.
So many heads exploding.
They just, nobody can engage in any nuance of any kind,
no.
Right?
Nope.
Michelle Obama ignited outrage in her critics by declaring on her podcast that producing life is the least of what a woman's reproductive system is for. Okay, calm down. Let's listen to it.
What was yours for? But,
yeah, really? What's all this for? When I had cramps every month, I'd be like, I'm not having a baby! Let go! Stop it. I know it's hopeful every month you keep preparing, but it's not going to happen! She was discussing male lawmakers and religious leaders being disconnected from what women go through in producing life. She made very good points, but it still affects the way a lot of male lawmakers, a lot of male politicians, a lot of male religious leaders think about the issue of choice as if it's just about the fetus. Women's reproductive health is about our life. It's about this whole complicated reproductive system. It does the least of what it does is produce life. But it's a very important thing that it does, but you only produce life if the machine that's producing it, if you want to, whittle us down to a machine, if the machine is functioning in a healthy, streamlined kind of way, but there's no discussion of or apparent connection between the two. Conservatives were quick to blast her. One of them said, "This monster is beyond evil."
Oh, my God.
For having an opinion that has layers of,
different
things just about. Well, it's like this thing about defunding Planned Parenthood every time when, less than 4% of what they do is abortion care. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's reduced, they reduce it. That was her point.
Right.
They always reduce it to just the fetus. Mm-hmm. And what she was just saying, there is women's health. And remember the whole Rush Limbaugh thing?
Uh-huh.
Calling that poor woman like a whore, basically, who she was taking birth control for endometriosis.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. Yeah. And anyway, that was the point, is it's not just, she took birth control pills for, yeah. Anyway. All right, I have a skit for you from your sorority sister, Caroline Leavitt. This is my favorite.
Girl.
Did you see this? She was asked, does the White House have a reaction to the election in South Korea? Yes, we do. Yes. Let me find it for you. Thank you. We do not. That's fantastic. Uh-huh. Ron Filipowski says, when she gets a question that requires her to give an answer that doesn't involve praising Trump or trashing Biden, she's got nothing.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Because the liberal beat the conservative MAGA kind of candidate. Uh-huh. So, of course, they don't have any comment.
Right.
Fantastic. That was almost like Jeanine Pirro, page 10 level. She was flipping around for quite some time.
I have got to find that for you, Bella.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was giving a speech, and she got to page 10, and she froze.
Some of them could have been stuck together with whiskey or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like rum and coke or something. Like they could have, the first 10 pages could have been,
And it was 45 seconds of silence and asking where page 10 was.
Page 10.
Has anybody page 10? Do you have page 10?
And then she went on to lose to Hillary Clinton by 11 billion points.
Yep.
And she's now the attorney for
D.C.
Even though I mentioned she's never passed any bar. See what I did there? Because
see, that's a legal joke. A legal and a drunk joke.
My speciality. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. This year, we've seen a lot of companies right quick to abandon anything progressive like Pride. No, Chris and I are all prided out today. Credo Mobile, they've never bent the knee, never kissed the ring. They have given millions of dollars to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo, you get reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. And more importantly, every month they give to help all the causes that you believe in, and you get to vote on who gets your money.
Yeah.
Switching is so easy. It's a smart, easy way to make a difference. It's the country's only progressive phone company. Go now to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
Remember, you heard it on this channel first.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter, the name and number of your vet, the code to your alarm system? Think about all the steps you need to take to prepare for vacation. You'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Every knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. From your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, the Knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a Knockbox. That's Knockbox. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie to get 16% off right now. Stay calm. Get organized today. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur, great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery and the guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money, who is going to be judging my every live read this morning.
He's sitting right here.
I love CB Distillery. I use the relief. You know what? The Major Taylor, my cycling club, our national convention's in town this weekend, so I'm going to do two rides.
Oh, okay.
Saturday and Sunday. That means I need my CBD relief stick twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's Pride this weekend, so I'm going to need some tincture.
Oh, yeah. You're going to overdo. You're going to sprain something.
I will.
Over-priding.
Yep.
Okay. The way we got Bella here, Ron, is a series of just a little trail of gummies into the studio. Mm-hmm. She's a gummy girl. Chris is a tincture tot.
Yep.
Okay. Millions are turning to CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. It's not just sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. Bonnie and Clyde use it on Pot-A-Cure Day.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if you're struggling with any of that like millions are, CBD from CB Distillery, for a limited time, you can save 25% on your entire purchase. CBDistillery.com. The promo code is Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. 54 minutes after the hour. Look, it's Ron, the guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me.
Hello, Ron.
Money. How was your shower this morning?
My shower was ice cold. Oh. Once again, you know, and I thought, well.
Ron, how many times can I explain to you, the hot water works unless you use it too much. I have a single loser exception since I'm the only one here. It always works. If there's anyone else here,
that's why you can't get a girlfriend.
Right? Yeah. Listen, let me.
She's got a shower with me.
You know, I'm sitting there, I'm standing there, going, do I shower or don't shower? And I decided, yes, I'm flying across the country today.
Are.
It would be nice to my fellow passengers.
I gotta go up in the attic. I gotta go up in the attic.
Smell like I'm in France.
Reset the
thing. I hope that wasn't bad.
Gotta go reset the thing in the attic. Oh. Hey, is there any tankless hot water heater companies listening right now that would like to supply the Stephanie Miller Show with a lovely tankless hot water heater?
Yeah, we could do a trade deal.
Okay. I will promote it naked if I can get a free hot water heater. Anyway.
Sold. You just made a promise that you can't keep.
But you know Sold. How you could get us hot water? You could support our Substack and also Political Voices Network.
Yes.
Amen.
We're so many ways to get us.
PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. It is the future.
Yeah.
It is the future, Ron says.
Yes. Didn't Ron a month ago say, would you like David Jolly? I can get him for you. And we said yes.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
And then who got us David Jolly? You did. You and Fernando Mond got us David Jolly. Coming up in 10 minutes. Yes.
How good is
you
that?
You are handsome, but not the best booker.
I know. But I did introduce you to Dr. Irwin. That's true.
Yes, you did book us Dr. Irwin Redlener.
Yes.
You did.
We still have that on my resume. Uh-huh. And every so often, if Michael Steele shows up, we could put that on my column, too.
There you go. All right. Good credit for that.
And we have Joe Walsh tomorrow.
Who just joined the Democratic Party,
I love that. Oh, you're not talking about...
No, not the Eagles.
Not the Eagles.
I mean, we'll take him, too. Yeah. We're a big tent.
Is he still with us?
I don't know.
Yes.
Is he?
Joe, sure. We don't have a jingle.
Glenn Frey died.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
He did, which was very unfortunate and way too young, culturally speaking.
We don't have a jingle, so we'll just have to play Joe Walsh for Joe Walsh tomorrow.
Life's been good?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Can I just say, he is one of our heroes of... of democracy.
Ooh, Joe Walsh?
Yes.
Okay.
Ron, we've been doing this 11 billion years together, 20 years, right?
Over 20 years.
What day did you think it was going to happen that we agree with Joe Walsh and not Karim Jean-Pierre?
Today.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
He said the stakes are simply too high not to become a Democrat. Let's start with the obvious. A tyrant sits in the White House. The very thing our founders feared most is here. Throw in the fact that one of our two major political parties is a real and direct threat to democracy and the rule of law. These are unprecedented, dangerous times in America. I know it. You know it. There are even Republicans who know it. Trump critics, he said, without freedom, democracy, and the rule of law, America ceases to be. And currently, only the Democratic Party is on the side of all three of these core American values. There isn't a third party coming to the rescue anytime soon. Right now, the Democratic Party is democracy's lone defender and best hope.
Okay.
Oh, my God. We will talk to future Florida Governor David Jolly about that in just a few minutes. But, you know, we were saying we've had Karim on this show and, you know, always loved her. I don't know what she's doing. Like, people have different opinions on whether, you know, this is a Biden bashing book or whether it's, you know, she's saying it's because the Democratic Party, you know, how they treated Joe Biden that she wrote it. But I just think we're in a constitutional crisis and now is not a time to leave the only party that can stop it.
So conflict sells books.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right.
It comes down to that.
There goes
the marketer.
There goes the sales guy. Always the sales guy.
Conflict is conflict is conflict.
Thank you, noted man whore, Ron Hartenbaum. Yep. We love you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
Can I go to LAX
thank
now?
Thank you for keeping progressive media afloat
yes,
in America.
Really
we love you.
It's important to have those voices. Right.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
P. Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor Wayne York, who makes the popcorn pick of the week. And then organized crime expert Bob Dennis joins me in the studio to talk about presidents and their connections to the mob.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court ruling unanimously that Catholic Charities does not have to pay employment taxes in Wisconsin. The charity sued, saying the state violated religious freedom guarantees when it ordered to pay the unemployment tax while exempting other faith-based groups. And the Supreme Court agreed. Tomorrow we get numbers on monthly numbers. Today we got weekly numbers on unemployment, how many people have been filing for them.
While economists were anticipating a decline in weekly jobless filings, initial claims for state unemployment benefits rose by 8,000 to 247,000 in the week ending May 31st. It was the second consecutive rise in filings. On Friday, the Labor Department releases its assessment of the job market for all of May.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. According to Chinese media, President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have spoken amid stalled trade negotiations between both countries, the confirmation confirmed by the Chinese Foreign Ministry. This is ABC News.